Hello.
Hi, thanks for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Angelita. I need to advise this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to file a new claim. I tried to do mine online, but because I have wages from Alabama and another state from in the last, I guess, 12 months or whatever, it would not let me file online. It said that I
Okay.
needed to contact the claims line if I've worked in Alabama during the last 18 months.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay. And
I
do you have your
apologize.
okay, do you have your driver's license
Yes.
available and your
Sure.
are you
Yes,
going
I
direct
do.
deposit or benefit card?
Yes, ma'am. Direct deposit would be fine. I have my banking information available. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Okay, and what's your Social Security number?
215-08-3602.
3602.
Yes, ma'am. Hang on just a second. I'm just trying to get my driver's license here. Okay. Do
Hello?
you want, yes, ma'am, I'm just waiting on you. I just thought you
Oh, I
were.
thought you said you was trying to get something. Okay.
Oh, I was just getting my driver's license. That's all. I was
Okay.
just waiting on you after I gave you my social. That's all.
Okay, you said 215-083-602.
02. That's right.
Okay, and you never filed Alabama before, right?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what's your first name?
Candice, it's Candice. Last
Middle
name is
initial.
no. Oh, yes, D.
D as in Diane.
D is in Desiree.
Okay, all right. All right, and last name.
Jones, Jones.
Okay, what's your date of birth?
6/20/1983.
Okay. All right, 1 second. I'm having a little problem with this birthday staying in correct. When I key it in, it changes it around to something else. Okay, let's see. And okay, tell me again, date of birth.
6/20/1983, so June 20th, 1983.
Okay, I'm keying it in right. Just changing around. Okay, it stayed that time. Okay, and are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No.
What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself as being disabled?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Do you consider yourself as being disabled?
I don't get disability. However, I do have mobility issues, but I have not filed for disabilities. I mean, is that, I mean, I can still work. I mean, I'd like to still be able to work. I'm still fairly young, but I did have a cervical fusion in my neck when I was 29, which has contributed to a lot of the nerve damage that I have.
Okay, all
So,
right.
I mean, I do have mobility issues, yes, ma'am, but I mean, you know, it's kind of a tricky question for me to answer. I mean,
Okay.
you know, like it's very difficult at, I mean, I'm only 39. It's very difficult to get disability at my age, you know, because of my age.
Yes, ma'am.
But you know, it, you know, I had, like I said, I had a spinal fusion in my neck. And it has just been a downhill struggle since then.
Okay,
As you
I'm
can
sorry to hear
imagine.
that.
Yeah, but I mean, I still do what I can to work. Right now, I'm currently a full-time student, striving to get my bachelor's degree, and it's just I'm in my second year, and at the end of my second year, I'm just trying to get this dang degree so maybe I can do something that isn't so strenuous on my body, because that's the main reason why I'm having such difficulty keeping or finding work right now. It's because of my physical limitations. However,
okay,
the disability, you know, I have, and I don't have health insurance. I don't qualify for Medicaid here in Alabama, because they say you can only make $200 a month to get disability. And I tried to fill out for insurance on the marketplace, but they want way too much. They want $841 a month. I can't afford
gosh.
That. Who could? Who can afford that?
No.
And then, and now that's like with a reasonable deductible, you know, like with a $1,500 deductible, but I still have to reach that $1,500 before they pay out anything. The lowest one they had was $441 a month, but it was a $7,500 deductible.
Oh, gosh.
So I'd have to pay $7,500
before you have to get anything service done. Yeah.
Yeah. And so yes, I probably should try to file for disability, but without any consistent documentation, you know, for a substantial period of time, which requires insurance, which requires trips to a neurosurgeon, you know, MRIs, all the things I can't afford to get because I can't get health insurance, I'll never get disability. So it's really like a double-edged sword here.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Yep. You're right.
I mean, I'm
hopefully,
just trying to look at, I'm just trying to look at this situation realistically. You know, and right now the realistic part of this is I don't have a job. I'm a single mother. I can't get child support because my daughter's father's just flaky. Alabama child support's been trying to track him down for God knows how long. And for 17 years, he's just eluded everyone. You know, last time they found him, he's in California. I don't know if he's still there, but, you know, it's like a mute point. My daughter's she just graduated and she's going to college soon. And, you know, it's just, I have to have some type of means of income of some sort until I can find a job that doesn't physically require so much of my body physically, which is why I'm going to school to obtain my accounting degree and my CPA.
Okay. Hopefully that'll be able to help you out some, like you say.
Absolutely. It does when the starting wages for accountants, even with a public firm, is $51,000 here in Alabama. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So do you serve actively in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days? Have you ever served?
No, I did not.
What's the highest grade you attended in school?
2 years of college.
Okay.
I didn't get an associate because I'm going straight to the bachelor. So.
Okay. All right. And what's your mother's maiden name?
Bradford.
Bradford.
That's right.
And what's your driver's license number in what state?
Mm-hmm. It's a Virginia driver's license.
Okay.
I just never changed it because it's good through 2024. Here soon I'll be changing it. It's C is in Candace.
Mm-hmm.
281-36712. Would you like the expiration?
No, ma'am. Okay, so Virginia, C281-36712.
That's right.
Okay, and if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer? Direct deposit?
Direct deposit, yep.
Checking or savings?
Checking, please.
Let me have your routing number and account number.
Getting it for you right now. Give me 1 second. I don't know it off the top of my head. Isn't that awful?
Oh, I thought you said you already had it together.
I'm getting it for you right now. I just don't know my checking and routing. I don't know the numbers off the top of my head.
Okay.
Give me 1 minute and I'm getting you that info. Right now.
Okay. Sorry, I'm pulling it up on the computer.
What's your mailing address?
Yep, it's 280 Medical Drive, apartment 27. It's Winfield, Alabama, Winfield. Zip code is 35594. I've got the banking info when you're ready.
Okay. You said Winfield?
Yep, Winfield.
And is the resident and mailing address the same?
Yes.
And have your address changed in the last year?
Yes, I just moved here in September.
And what's your primary phone number?
205-412-7057.
And do you have a secondary or email address you want to add?
Yes, I have a primary email address.
Okay.
C. Jones, all lowercase, all together, 2783@gmail.com.
All right. So I have the mailing address is 280 Medical Apartment, Medical Drive, apartment 27, Winfield, Alabama, 35594. And your primary number is 205-412-7057. Email address is cjones2783@gmail.com.
You got it.
Okay. And what's that account number? Routing
account
first?
Number. Uh-huh. Routing number is 031-176-110.
Okay. And
account number. Account number is 3618-0076-054.
All right. So I have the checking account number. Routing is 031-176-110.
That's right.
And the account number is 361-800-76054. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. And security statement questions to verify your identity when filing the UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 2005 Chevrolet Malibu Max, 07 Honda CBR1000RR, 2008 Dodge Caliber, or 09 Jaguar? Dodge
Caliber.
Yep. Okay. Which team nickname is associated with the college you attended? Cougars, Grizzles, Poet, Tarzans, Bulldogs, or none of the above?
None of them.
Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? Toyota Celica, 2002, 2003 Saturn Iron, 07 Suzuki VZR 1800, or 2012 Nissan Altima?
That's it, right there, Altima.
Okay.
My current vehicle.
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
Nope.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Yes, I have. But remember, I told you I just moved here in September. So
yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification to adjustment of wages?
No, I don't know what
What's
that is.
What's your last day of work?
Would have been last Tuesday.
Okay.
So whatever date that is.
Last Tuesday would have been the 13th, December.
Yes,
wait a minute. December the 6th.
Mm-hmm. It would be this past Tuesday, so like
the 6th.
So Yes, and not quite a week ago, a week tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, December 6th. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
2022.
Yeah.
And since the most recent...
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Since most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, I'm mentally and physically able. I just haven't... The job that I had, the scheduling wasn't working out with my new school schedule. So,
do you work for yourself, own a business, or you're a corporate officer for a business?
I work for a business. I didn't work for myself.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No,
are you
no.
currently registered for attending school or training?
Yes, I am. I'm in school.
Okay. And what school, what days and hour do you attend school?
Mm-hmm. So I have seminars on Wednesdays and Thursdays, although I go to school online, but it's a actual university that's based in Indiana. It's Purdue University Global. So we have seminars on Wednesdays and Thursdays that I must attend with my actual professors. But I mean, our class schedules run from Wednesday to Tuesday weekly for the next 10 weeks. Does that
okay,
help?
Tuesday, you have class on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
No, I have seminars on Wednesdays and Thursdays, which is class. I actually have to attend seminars with my professors and my other classmates on Wednesdays and Thursdays every week. And our class schedule, meaning each unit, runs from Tuesdays to, or from Wednesdays to Tuesdays, meaning I just started my new semester last Wednesday. Unit 1 runs from Wednesday up to this following Tuesday with seminars on Wednesdays and Thursdays. Does that make sense?
Okay.
I'm
yes,
in school.
Ma'am.
I'm in school
okay.
from now until January for the next 10 weeks.
All right. So you have classes on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and seminars on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
I have class from Tuesday. Okay. This, you're confusing me now. Okay, let me start over.
What day? You say you take classes on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
No,
and then you have seminars.
No, ma'am. Okay, let me just start over. Classes started on Wednesday. We have 10 units. Each week is a whole unit. So my class schedule runs from Wednesday of 1 week to Tuesdays of the following week.
Okay.
So, for example, let me just go to
how
the
many
calendar.
Hours?
What do you mean, how many hours? It
all
depends
together,
on how long it takes me to get my schoolwork done. I mean, this past week I spent 22 hours doing schoolwork. Some weeks it's 16 hours. You know, it just
okay,
depends
but you
on
say
how
your,
much the workload
yeah, you
is.
Okay, but you said your class is going to end in January. So, altogether, how many hours was your total that you're taking?
I mean, I'm taking 12, or I'm taking 10 credits. So
okay, and how many
I mean,
hours
each,
is that? 10 credit or 10 credits is how many hours?
10 credit. I mean, they don't go by hours. I don't understand. You're not asking me something that's valid, ma'am. I don't.
How many hours does
thing.
It take for you to take the class that you've taken? How many hours do you have to put
that's
in?
That's what I'm saying. It's 10
yeah, they measure.
Weeks.
Is it?
I have 10 weeks of courses, 10 units.
Mm-hmm.
Each class is 10 units, from Unit 1 to Unit 10, and each class is 10 weeks. I'm taking two classes that are 10 weeks long.
Okay,
on
how
Wednesdays
many hours?
And thir-
and
on
you
Wednesdays
can't gauge
and thir-
the hours? Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. I don't. They don't do that like this. I don't know if it's something different for like state community colleges, but this is different because this is an undergrad university. I don't,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all I can tell you is that I started class on Wednesday, December 7th, and my classes are going to run from the 7th through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, through February 8th. That's when my class will end.
Okay.
For each one, and I've got two classes, and on Wednesdays and Thursdays, I'm required for 1 hour seminars, which is like 1 hour of instruction with my professors for each class, in addition to all of the work that we must do independently
Okay. You know, we also have discussion posts. We have to post 3 days out of the week. Each class, roughly, I mean, if you're asking me how many hours I spend working, I spend anywhere from 16 to 20 hours a week on each unit in each class.
Okay, now that's what I'm trying to get to right there, 16 hours a week.
Yeah, that's
what I've been asking.
20. Okay, that is how much time I spend doing my classwork. And that's over a 7-day period of time each week.
Okay.
I mean, it
hours.
Just requires that much, and that's for both classes. So, I roughly spend about 10 hours a week on each individual class. So, I'd say 20 hours for two classes per week.
Okay.
Because of the workload, I'm in required classes. I'm taking accounting, and it's very taxing.
Yeah, I don't like accounting myself.
I don't either, but I got to do it because.
Okay. All right, so 20 hours a week. Is that what you're saying?
Yep, every bit of it. Sometimes it's more, but I'd say 20 hours is a good start.
Okay, all right. So are you available to accept full-time work?
No, I can only work part-time. There's just no possible way I could keep up with my studies and work full-time. That's why I'm trying to find something part-time.
All right, so no, in order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be seeking and willing to immediately accept full-time work. Benefits can be denied until such time restricted that will prevent you from returning to full-time work are removed. And that's if you're saying no. And then they have on here reasons you can choose from: child care issues, lack of transportation, Social Security recipient, attending school, and other personal obligations. So you're attending school, and you said part-time only, right?
Right, because I'm attending school full-time. I'm considered as a full-time student. So, I mean, that's pretty much taking the place of a full-time job.
Correct. Yes,
right now. Because, see, any credits that you any credits between 10 and 15 is considered full-time, and I'm taking 10 credits.
Okay. All right. And are you available to accept all shifts in your normal trade? And then no on that. In order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be able and willing to accept work during your hours, days, and shift normally works in the trade or industry for which your past experience training qualifies you. Mm-hmm. You are not required to be available for all shifts unless persons working your trade occupation would normally work all shifts. Okay, and they have the same thing here. Let's see.
I do
attending
have
school.
Mm-hmm. And I do, and I am able to, because of where I can manage my time for school, I pretty much have open availability except for that Wednesday and Thursday night between the hours of my seminars, because I must be present for those. It's, even though it's virtual, we are on Zoom, so we have to be on camera. It's no different than if I had to drive to a brick and mortar school and be in a classroom full of kids.
Okay.
The same thing. I mean, our teacher gets up and talks and do a seminar, and we go over classwork. And I mean, it's just like if I was going to college at a location.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in order for me to pass the classes, you must attend the seminars. It's a requirement of attending the college.
Yeah, it's required. Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
It's required. Okay.
Yep.
And have you applied for, are you receiving pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18
mm-hmm.
months? Have you applied for, are you receiving workman compensation due to work-related injuries?
No. It wasn't
anything
like
that. Okay. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
With the cost of gas right now, I'd say no more than 15.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
I have no idea what that is, so I'd say no, I guess.
Okay, when you go through a union for a job. And what's the lowest hourly wage you would accept?
$10 an hour is what I would need, but it would also just depend on the actual job that it is. You know, if it was something like flipping burgers, I'd probably, but it's like, again, I said my physical limitations, it kind of prevents me from doing stuff like that because standing on my feet for long hours, it's rough on me right now, which is why I need a job where I can sit.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. All right. And did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
No. I cut ties with them because I couldn't work the schedule that they were needing me to work now that my school schedule has started.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what's
that
your
was
job
wrong.
Description? What was your job description title?
I worked from home. I was a remote worker. The actual company that employed me is out of Reno, Nevada, but I work from home. But they needed me to work nights, and I can't work nights if I have to be at seminar at night.
Mm-hmm. So
and
you did telemarketing?
No, we're not telemarketers. I worked for a global data collection company. What we did
was
public opinion surveys. So
okay,
we didn't sell anything. I just did. We would do healthcare surveys, tobacco studies. I'm trying not to say too much because a lot of our stuff we had to sign confidentiality forms.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what I can say to you do you understand what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to get myself in trouble just because
Correct.
I don't work for them anymore.
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh. Okay, so public opinion surveys.
We dealt with a lot of patient care studies for providers.
Mm-hmm.
Like
a survey research?
No, what we would do is we had contracts. Some of them were through the federal government. We worked the polls where we would call for polling around the polling times. But more specifically, they had me on patient care experience surveys, which was where insurance companies would pay our company to provide the call center quality to their patients who received care within the last 6 months. And so we were dealing with very sensitive information of
mm-hmm.
actual doctor's visits, which is why I can't really go into detail the full aspect of my job.
Okay, so did you interview people by telephone, mail, in person?
Yes. No,
okay.
We did everything by telephone on recorded lines.
Okay, so like an interviewer's accept
mm-hmm.
eligibility or something?
Yes,
okay.
And all of the information was provided to us by the actual insurance companies and the medical providers that we were representing.
Okay, and are you seeking work in your current occupation as a
yes.
Surveyor? Okay.
I'm actually seeking a job as a tax preparer with Jackson Hewitt right now because I'm taking accounting and my field of expertise, I want to be a CPA. So I'm trying to get an entry-level position right now because tax time's around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And now is a good time for me to try to get into it because now is when they're hiring. I actually
okay.
already spoke with a member at Jackson Hewitt last week, and they said that they would be in touch within the next 2 to 3 weeks. But I wanted to have more than one egg in the basket, hence why I'm filing for unemployment.
So do you have any experience in the tax preparer?
Yeah, that's what I've been taking school for the last 2 years.
All right. And who is your last separating employer?
GDCC, which is Global Data Collection Company, the one I just told you about.
Okay, and where are they located, city and state?
Reno, Nevada. That's there.
Okay.
But remember, I was a remote worker, so I never actually went to their building. You know, like we were all remote. We all worked from home, so I still considered an Alabama employee. Wherever I was working for them, I was considered an employee. I would have to file taxes in my state, not in Reno.
Mm-hmm.
Or Nevada,
so you say now what's the address to your to the place the data collection?
Give me a second.
Global data collection.
Yeah, it's GDCC, Global Data Collection
Company. Okay.
Mm-hmm. The address that's online, because again, I never went there.
Yes,
I answered an ad on Indeed, which is how I ended up working for them. The address that's on online is 500 Corporate Boulevard in Reno, Nevada, 89502. You need me to repeat it? Did you get it?
You said 500 Corporate
Boulevard, Reno, Nevada, 89502.
Okay.
What it says here. And their phone number, if you'd like it.
Yes, 1 second. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Hold 1 second.
GDCC is a national company. They have offices from in the United States, in the UK, a whole bunch of places. They're like a Fortune 500 company that has like over 5,000 employees worldwide. Just FYI. And every single one of their employees is remote. None of them work in an actual building. I'm guessing that this actual building is probably just for, like, human resources, you know?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, okay.
And I did request a letter of service from them, but in the state of Alabama, apparently it's not required because Alabama is an at-will and apparently Nevada is an at-will state, so they didn't have to provide me one.
Okay. Now, so you said there's Corporate Boulevard and not Financial Boulevard, Suite 500?
What I'm looking at right here is GDCC West, Global Data Collection Company. It's 500 Corporate Boulevard, Reno, Nevada, 89502.
Okay.
Looking at it on Google. I pulled it right up.
All right. All right. Global Data Collections Company, 500 Corporate Boulevard, Reno, Nevada, 89502. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And right. I've got the phone
number. And what's their phone number?
Yep. Area code 775-337. 1,000. And I've never had to call them before. Me and my managers only ever spoke via Skype.
Okay. 775-337-1,000.
That's it.
And you perform your work in what city?
Alabama. Well, I performed it in Tennessee and then Alabama as well. Because I was still working that job when I moved here in September. So I've performed that job in two different states, here and there.
Okay, where in Alabama?
Winfield, here at my address.
Okay, Winfield. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay at your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
I'm sorry. You said that really fast.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any pay at your last work day, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I should get a paycheck this coming Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah, we get paid every 2 weeks, but I figured I could go ahead and just get my initial claim in. You know, I should be paid for 17 hours.
Okay. And you said you worked in Alabama and Tennessee, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Those are the only two states. Tennessee was where I moved from.
Okay. And what's your start date with them?
Just about to tell you that. Hang on just a second. I was just about to ask if you wanted that information.
Yeah, you say your last date was on December the 6th. So what's the start date?
Give me 1 second. I'm going to give it to you.
Okay. And have you received or do you expect to receive the following pay at your last day of work? I mean, have you applied for pension? Or are you receiving pension from this employer?
No. And I started working for them on August 2nd, 2022.
Okay. August 2nd, 2022 was your start date, and your last date was December 6th, 2022. And did you say you received, you're going to receive vacation or sick pay, or what did you say?
No. Okay. We were, even though I was considered, it's all part-time work, you know what I mean? Like, so they didn't pay any PTO or any of that stuff. We didn't even have it offered, no health insurance, no 401k, no nada.
Okay. And is it this is your last separating employee, and why are you no longer working? Quit, discharge, other lack of work, laid off, no work available?
Well, I didn't really quit. I didn't want to quit. It was just my school schedule. It was a difference of scheduling because of my school schedule.
They needed me to work nights, and I needed days, and they didn't have any days available for me. And unfortunately, I had to seek other employment because they don't have, they do not have the hours available for me to work for them any longer. So it was just a conflicting schedule. It wasn't, you know, I didn't get fired. I didn't really quit. I just, it was a mutual parting of ways. Does that make sense?
Okay, so it's going to probably have to be going to quit, though. But let me tell you what they have on the other. They have strike, lockout, working part-time, no reason given, disciplinary suspension, leave of absence, loss of license, reduction in force, reorganize, reconstruct, company closed, sold, combined, position eliminated, laid off, no work available, and corporate downsize.
No work available. But, I mean, it would be no work available because they didn't have enough account on day shift to put me on day shift. And the accounts they had available on night shift, I could not do because of my seminar schedule.
Okay, all right. And do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you want to take out
10%? Are you asking me if I want to pay taxes out of my unemployment if I get it? Yes, I do.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. All right. And you can jot down your temporary PIN number you'll need when you're ready to call and do the weekly certifications on next week. It's 0283.
0283, okay. Now, I'm assuming you need more than just that job for unemployment, correct? You need the last 18 months of my,
I just need your last person you work with. No, I just need the last one you work with. And then they're going to combine your wages. You say you're Tennessee and Alabama where you worked at, correct?
So they're going to pull, my employee, because the employer that I worked before this job in August, I was with for almost 2 years.
Because we have to go with the last separating employer.
See, what happened was, is I was working in, and as a caregiver, CNA, and it got to where I was having some serious issues, like numbness in my limbs. My nerve endings were just, it was clear that my disease, my degenerative disc disease has been progressing. And I felt that it was no longer safe for me or my clients for me to continue doing that work because I could potentially hurt myself or someone else. So I made the decision to go back to school. And for a year, I went to school and I worked my other job, but it got to the point where I couldn't any longer. So I sought out new employment, which is how I started working from home. But my wages in Tennessee prior to August 2nd of 2022 were from this other job that I worked for almost 2 years.
Okay.
So I've only been only.
Hold on
the
a minute. Hold on a minute for me, ma'am.
You said that number was 0283.
Hold for me, please.
Yeah, I'm just saying you said that number was 0283.
And thanks for holding, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and your
I just wanted to make sure
number
that
0283.
I got it. Okay, I just want to make sure I have that right.
Okay, all right. I'm going to read your closing statements, and I'm going to go back and give you the numbers that you'll need to call to start doing a week of certifications, okay?
Okay.
All right. Closing statements. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirements effectively. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you to work with the Alabama Career Center, work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit the Alabama Career Center or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov/FastNet to update your online resume. Failure to do so may have interruptions in your benefits. You must be able and available to work, actually seeking full-time work each week that your claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begins on Sunday, ends on Saturday. You must file a week of certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make a complete certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file internet, it's www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to call, it's 1-800-752-7389. Your book certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 o'clock p.m. on Fridays, but not on Saturdays. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. The booklet explains the rights and responsibilities on how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instruction list could result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about your information, please call the inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Okay, so the number you'll need to call is 1-800-75-
I'll be doing my claims online. I won't be doing them over the phone. Thank you.
Okay, well, you might want to take the number anyway, ma'am, just in case something happened with your internet or something, and just in case.
Okay.
If you can't get online, it's 1-800-752-7389. 1-800-752-7389. Or you can go to the website. It is www.labor.alabama.gov, www.labor.alabama.gov. You can call that number or go to the website to file the weekly certifications. And like I said, you'll get started next week, which is to be the week of the 18th. And you call and report your earnings for this week. And you have to call in every week to report your earnings for the previous week. You have from Sunday up until Friday to get it called in, as long as you get it called in before Friday at 5. Okay, they're supposed to send you a booklet in the mail within 7 days. If you don't receive that booklet in the mail, you can reach out to the inquiry line. Or if you're concerned about payments, you can also reach out to the inquiry line. The number is 1-800-361-4524. 1-800-361-4524. And that's the inquiry line. You can reach them Sunday through Thursday, 5 o'clock p.m. or after.
Mm-hmm. So on the 18th, I need to file after 5 p.m., and I need to report the wages that I get on the 16th. Is that correct? Just so I understand.
Okay. You don't have to be. No, ma'am. It's 5 p.m. for the inquiry line. If you need to call them about the booklet. But now you have from Sunday up until Friday to file your week of certification. You don't have to wait until Friday. I ask you not to wait until Friday because sometimes you have a problem with the PIN number not going through. That way, if you have a chance to call us back and then let us know that you can't get it to go through.
Well, I don't get paid till this Thursday, so
So you don't have to worry about this week. That's what I keep explaining to you. You don't start filing until next week, the 18th.
Okay,
and
hang on.
You report your earnings for this week.
So the 18th starts the week. So you're telling me that I need to file sometime between the 23rd and the 25th for my earnings from this Thursday, the 15th.
No, ma'am. You need to file from the 18th through the 23rd.
Okay,
so
I have
Sunday
to file on
up until that Friday. Either one of them days you want to choose.
Yeah,
and you have to call in every week to report your earnings for the previous week.
Gotcha. Now, when I go online, do I need to create an account on that labor.alabama.gov website?
Yes, ma'am.
And then I'll use the predetermined pin that you gave me. Can that pin be changed? Because it was allowing me to set my own pin online, but...
Yeah, it will. After you use that one, you have to use that one first, and then it'll ask you if you want to change it. So then, yeah, you can change it.
Okay. Got it.
So, on the Alabama Career, doing the resume, you can go to the Alabama Career Center, or you can go to the website, alabamaworks.alabama.gov, to get to the website, alabamaworks.alabama.gov. You're going to update the online resume at that website. Okay, added labor. Okay, great.
I already created one of them. I created my website, that's how I found out about the Jackson Hewitt job.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, great.
And I already applied to it and talked to the lady. She just said that it would be a couple of weeks before they started calling their applicants back for tax season.
Okay. All right. All right. And do you know how to get to your claimant portal page?
I do. Yes, ma'am. I already looked at all this because I was trying to file my claim online. The only reason why I had to call you is because of where I had
it
wages.
It wouldn't let you finish it.
Right, yeah. But I knew how to do all this myself. I just had to involve you. Not that I wanted to. I had to.
Mm, yes, ma'am. Okay. All right. All right. Well, sound like you got everything together. It's great. Okay.
Yeah.
And, okay, so we have completed your unemployment claim. And do you have any more questions?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
I just I got everything done. And if I have any questions, I'll call the inquiry line.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. And thanks for calling Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. And you have a great day, ma'am. And happy holidays
ma'am,
to you.
Too. Thank you so much. You as well.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.